So here I am at the stables talking with Rod Argent from the Zombies. And Rod, what I'd like to know from you is how you feel about all this uploading of illegal, effectively, videos of shows that you're doing round about the world.
Well, when this first started to happen, I was totally against it. And I think this is something to do with my age as well, because I was very suspicious of the technology. I was very suspicious about losing control of quality, you know, because I thought that, my God, we put so much money and effort into getting actually the most perfect product we can. When we record albums, when we record DVDs, we, you know, and it's not just for financial gain. We're real perfectionists. We just want to leave the best imprint that we possibly can. And then suddenly, there are these people just holding their phones in the air and recording parts of our concert. And I was absolutely horrified at first. But, you know, the strange thing is, having, first of all, seen quite a few things uploaded, and actually they didn't really sound too bad. And I think that phones and portable recording equipment, to work at all, has this, to be a little bit technical, has this limiting or compression on it, so that signals don't suddenly go into distortion all the time, and everything is sort of equalised in a way, and it flattens things out, but it actually can sometimes make them sound quite exciting. And actually, in an overall sense, I became quite hooked on it, and now from time to time I just Google, you know, the Zombies or my own name and YouTube, and just see what's recently gone up there, and overall, the quality is much better than I imagined it would be. And B, it's actually done us a lot of favours, because a lot of people around the world see that in spite of our advanced age, we're not just virtually incapable of hobbling onto a stage and going through the performances, but actually there is quite a lot of energy on stage, and that we're having a complete blast when we play, which is the only reason we're doing it. And this has disseminated this information around the world, and in the end, I think it's done nothing but good for us. And actually, the other thing about the whole thing is that I do start using it myself, and you can find anything that you want on YouTube. If you want, you know, if your interest is classical music and you think, I haven't heard a performance of this particular piece that I actually fancy having a go at playing, you can just put YouTube up, and you can get the most remarkable, remarkably different versions of the same piece. I mean, I know you do get Joe Bloggs and John Smith up there, or, you know, Susan Etherington or whatever, playing her awful version of it. But at the same time, you can find, I fancied playing the Rachmaninoff C-sharp prelude, you know, for my own pleasure. And I downloaded about three versions on YouTube. One was Rachmaninoff himself playing it, which was absolutely fantastic to see. So it's I think overall it's great.